Almost exactly a year after US President Barack Obama declared his commitment to seeking a world free of nuclear weapons in a keynote speech in Prague, he is due to return to the Czech capital to sign a landmark nuclear disarmament treaty with his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev. Mr. Obama will also meet with a number of European leaders in the course of his two-day visit. The Czech capital is gearing up for a massive security effort for what is shaping up to be a historic event. Sarah Borůvka has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Sarah, what can we expect next Thursday?
Well, the highlight, of course, will be the signing of the landmark nuclear disarmament treaty with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, which is quite a foreign policy success, actually, after last year's keynote speech, where President Barack Obama promised a world free of nuclear weapons. But he will be in the city for 2 days. He's also set to meet with a number of European prime ministers and presidents, and leaders from Slovenia, Bulgaria, Slovakia, and Croatia have also been invited. And the Czech daily Pravo wrote on Friday that there might also be one-on-one meetings between President Václav Klaus and the Russian and U.S. presidents.
So what is Prague doing to prepare for this high-profile event security-wise?
Well, obviously, this is a gigantic security operation for the Czech Republic, and it's happening in cooperation with U.S. and Russian security teams, and security in the city will be very tight. There's going to be Czech military planes that will escort the presidential planes to Prague Airport, and all departures and arrivals will be put on hold during that time. Only authorized people will have access to the airport. And then during the visit, of course, Czech Air Force will be securing airspace with Gripen fighters and army helicopters. And traffic in the center will be closed at some points. And, of course, soldiers, policemen and security experts will be on duty.
Well, Sarah, the Czech Republic at this point does not have a U.S. ambassador to Prague and didn't have one last year when Mr. Obama visited the Czech capital. How is that possible?
Well, that's true, actually. The post has been vacant since last January when Richard Graeber left. And there's been a number of visits of U.S. officials during that time. Currently, the embassy is being directed by Charge d'Affaires Mary Thompson-Jones, because the last candidate failed the security check, and the naming of a new ambassador is a lengthy process, which Czechs really can't influence. It's up to the U.S. Senate and the White House. But there are plans to name an acting ambassador until the situation is resolved.
Sarah Borůvka, thanks for that. And of course, Radio Prague will devote special attention to the events next Thursday, so do tune in to our broadcast.